This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog visited the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power station in southeastern Ukraine on Wednesday as part of efforts to avert the risk of an atomic accident. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
UN Nuclear Agency Chief Rafael Grossi has been pushing for a safety agreement between Ukraine and Russia to protect the facility.
It is very, very important that we agree on the fundamental principle that a nuclear power plant should not be attacked.
Moscow and Kiev have repeatedly accused each other of shelling the site of the nuclear station over the past year. The sprawling Zaporizhia nuclear plant was a prized part of Ukraine's energy network and accounted for around 20% of national power generation before the Russian invasion. It has not produced any electricity since September, when the last of its six reactors was taken offline.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden says global leaders are turning the tide in stemming a years-long backslide of democratic institutions.
I believe this is the defining challenge of our age. And today, we can say with pride that the democracies of the world are getting stronger, not weaker. Autocracies of the world are getting weaker, not stronger.
At his second democracy summit on Wednesday, Biden looked to spotlight hopeful advancements over the past year despite Russia's war in neighboring Ukraine and U.S. tensions with China over its military and economic influence in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days for treatment of a respiratory infection after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says Francis, 86, does not have COVID-19, but does require several days of therapy. This is VOA News. Sudan's political deadlock continues as military leaders try to retain control of the country instead of handing it over to civilians, and people tell VOA it's having a negative impact on their standard of living. Henry Wilkins reports from Khartoum.
A recent overhaul relating to the state's finances has led to criticism that the military government, which analysts say is inherently corrupt, is attempting to gain more control of the economy. Sudan's links to Russia and the Kremlin-linked paramilitary group Wagner have been well publicized in the media. A report by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, an investigative journalism nonprofit, found Wagner working with political and military figures in Sudan to exploit the country's gold. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The New York grand jury probing former U.S. President Donald Trump's alleged role in hush money payment to a porn star is not expected to reconvene on the matter until after the April 9th Easter holiday, a law enforcement source said on Wednesday. The grand jury has been hearing evidence from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office about possible crimes related to a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 presidential election. If indicted, Trump, who denies an affair took place, would become the first U.S. president to face a criminal charge in court. An Australia startup has developed a food based on a long-extinct animal, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A few days before April 1st, a company called Vow unveiled a big meatball made of lab-grown cultured meat using the genetic sequence from the long-extinct pachyderm.
The mammoth meatball.
This is not an April Fool's joke. This is a real innovation.
Founder Jim Noakesmith says livestock doesn't need to be killed to produce the mammoth meatball.
We know now that it died from climate change. What we wanted to do was see if we could create something that was a symbol of a more exciting future that's not only better for us, but also better for the planet.
The mammoth meatball is a one-off and has not been tasted and won't be sold. I'm Ed Donahue.
Elon Musk and a group of artificial intelligence experts and industry executives are calling for a six-month pause in developing systems more powerful than OpenAI's newly launched GPT-4 in an open letter citing potential risks to society. Earlier this month, Microsoft-backed OpenAI unveiled the fourth iteration of its GPT AI program, which has wowed users by engaging them in human-like conversation, composing songs, and summarizing lengthy documents. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.